Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Down the block, Andrew Johnson. Inside for Elba. Elba will score! Elba will score! Newcastle has won!
All right, the late show, unbuckle the belt, sit back, grab a bag of chips, grab yourself a cold bloke. We're about to rip in, Timbo.
Pour yourself a whiskey, whatever you're after.
Oh, boy. Maybe a couple of little Keith Urbans. Thanks for coming.
Do you Keith Urban on the rocks or with a dash of Coke?
I like a dash of Coke, but I'll tell you what, in Las Vegas, every time I asked for a bourbon and Coke, Eddie smiled at me and just went and got me a straight bourbon. So I put some hairs on the chest, rattled the shit out of me, but I'm starting to become a rocks guy.
Yeah, mate, you don't need any more hair, so if you want to send some over, I'd love it.
That's not bad from you. Kat, how are you?
Yeah, good, good. I love these conversations, guys. They're so great.
No, it was actually my arrival in Las Vegas. Literally ran into Eddie in a casino. He's like, "Could I get you a drink?" I was like, "Bourbon and Coke. I've just got off a flight. It'd be great." And he just came back with a whole glass of bourbon. I was like, "Oh, okay."
And they don't miss in the US either, do
no,
they?
No, they don't.
They don't mind an overpour there.
Yeah. No, they smash the overpour. It's not just like in Australia. Your one shot on the dot. They'll probably do unders just to be safe and to save a few bucks. Over there, it's just see ya.
Yeah, it was a lonely ice cube in there. There was not much doing. Rattled the shit out of me. Kat, you got some good questions for us today?
I sure do. People have sent in some really funny ones as well, which
love that.
I'm looking forward to. But you guys need to do your scissors, paper, rock.
Right.
I wish there was anything else we could do. I hate doing you lead today.
I'll do your one.
No, stick to your... It's your...
Scissors, paper, rock.
Fucking loser.
Okay.
Are you kicking or receiving?
You won.
Oh, yeah.
You idiot.
Fair play. I'm going to kick off. Tim's going to receive.
Righto.
Okay. You ready, Timmy?
Always.
Okay. First question. Pick one. And this is from Tim Mefam. Pick one. Val, Young, Lomax, RTS, or Garrick?
I am going with Roger Tuivasa-Sheck. Gets to play fullback this week, averaging about 66 at centre. Not the best spot in the world to be left centre at the Warriors, but, you know, if he gets an extend to go at fullback, whether it's 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 1 week, the scoring potential of Roger at fullback is outstanding. He's busting tackles, looking incredible. Value is the big thing. I think he's the best value there as well. So, Roger for me.
Was Galvin on that list?
They were centres, mate.
No.
Okay. I thought Galvin was right at the end. Then yes, Garrick. Roger. Oh, Garrick, sorry. Yeah, no, Roger. By far and away, the best option there. I agree with everything Timmy said.
Wow.
You can't remember the other
I think
options.
Galvin's a good value, though, for those playing at home.
You can't remember the other options, can you?
No, I can't. But okay. Roger's my guy.
All right, next question. This is from JSlee_6. If you could introduce one new rule, wow. If you could introduce one new rule to Supercoach, what would it be?
I don't know how you do it, but I would absolutely love if, like in the NFL, the score you have at the end of the game was set in stone. I hate waiting for updates and it fluctuating so much, whether that's a rule or whatever it might be. I don't know. That's probably the one I would lean to. I also like the rule that you've brought up a few times with HIAs and like an emergency player or something like that. But I would love if we just had set scores, they stayed as they are. And it's finalised.
I'm going to throw in two in 30 seconds. The first one is that HIA one. Rallied for it last year. Sanction code didn't listen. That's all good, boys. That's all good. But with the HIAs in the game these days, it's really impacting Supercoach so significantly. I wish however you do it, and there's not enough time here, but if it was within, say, 20 minutes of a game, there's a failed HIA, scrap them. You have an AE on your bench in the position and they can come in and be that person. Would be a million times better. Just quickly, I also wish prices changed after one game and not three. It'd just reward people for getting their round one teams right so much more.
Now, saying so, Timmy had a good idea and was ignored, and he said, it's all good, it's all good. If I'm ignored with Curran, I'm going to throw the fucking toys out of the cot, so brace yourself.
Speaking of that, James Thoggan 19 has asked, your push for Curran Jewel is admirable. Can we add others to the campaign? So I'll open the floor for you to say who else you would want your position, and they've suggested Madison.
Madison, out of the blue, yeah. Right, so what we're thinking, obviously, front row, Jules. I'm glad we just had beers and break-evens because Morgan Smithies for Jewel would be nice.
That'd be nice, yeah.
Getting front row. Dylan Brown, we mentioned. Dylan Brown for Jewel, halfback, 5'8", would be very, very nice. Oh, that is a tough one under pressure. Who else have we got there? If they wanted to throw Ponga back to Jewel, fullback, 5'8", that'd be handy as a current owner. Yeah, you go, mate.
Look, I only launch campaigns like this when they're in my draft side. So the following players I would like to see get dual position. Scott Drinkwater to potentially grab 5'8 fullback would be nice. Zach Lomax to get fullback CTW would be very nice. Jack Cogger to get 5'8 halfback would be nice. And Kai Piss-Paul, if he could ideally get 2RF and halfback. I don't think I'm asking for too much. That would also solve a lot of issues for me.
One that we will get round six, I would imagine, provided he gets his three games in, Blaise Talung, he'll be dual CTW 5'8".
Yes, gold. That's a delicious one. I'll be very interested in that. The other one that I would actually throw in all seriousness is from the West Tigers, Fino. Love to see him get front row forward to RF.
To make life very easy, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Like that, and I think he's playing as a front row forward as well. Like right, he's doing the exact same thing.
You guys done? I think time's up.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
About that time limit.
You're not allowed to share the time, boys.
Yeah.
Okay. Kat, if we go over, yell at us.
Yeah.
Don't be so polite. Let us know.
Oh, I just keep
Throw
tabs.
Throw something at us.
I just keep tabs. Right. Dylan L. Turk wants to know if Isaiah Papali'i is a pod.
Yeah, a lot of questions about Isaiah Papali'i this week. I didn't really think about him too much. I know that in the past you've been keen on him at different times. I went and had a look at his numbers once everyone sort of pointed him out and everything. I like it. I'm sort of happy with my 2RFs and the money I'm making at the moment. So I'm not going to go him, but I can understand why people are. Shout out to Dylan Earl Turk, by the way. He's been a long time beers and break-evens question sender in.
Love you, Dill. Thanks for the support, mate. I wanted to start this year with IPAP. I had him in my preseason. I always feel weird saying draft because not Supercoach draft, my drafted team. And then because there's all these golden mid-range 2RFs, I was like, oh, I loaded with them and a lot of them have been underwhelming or more so keep getting freaking injured. Thanks, Piakura. But yeah, IPAP's been terrific. He's averaging 69 so far, scored the one try, basing 47 per game. Love the IPAP move. The best thing, the Tigers looked good last week, so I think it's a good play.
Averaging 69. Nice.
Nice.
Okay. £1 Kiff has asked, plain and simple, Young or Hammer?
Hammer. It's so tough.
There's your plain
I'm
and
a
simple.
Hammer owner. I'm very happy. I think they're going to be very similar in a lot of ways. They've both got poor base. They're both going to have big scores. They're both going to have low scores. I'm not convinced either are keepers. I really hope Hammer is. I'm looking at hoping he gets to 800K, two soft games in a row coming up, cashing out for a safer gun. If I had to go one, it's probably just Hammer.
Yeah, I would lean towards Hammer. I don't think either are keepers. I don't have Hammer. If I did have I'd be happy to have him. But I'm not moving to either of them.
Okay, cool. Love it. Guru. This one is more specifically for you, but Timmy, by all means, please answer. Have you tried Frangos? If not, you are missing out. Way better than Eljana.
Have I tried Frangos? Fucking look at me. Of course I've tried fucking Frangos. It's one of the best feeds on this planet. Absolutely love Frangos. You been there, Timbo?
No.
Yeah, you go line up. Sometimes you can get quite a line out the front, but well worth it. I'm actually a big fan of sitting in at Frango's, Kat, when you get to go in. One thing that all restaurant facilities in this great nation should take on board, they have a mayo and a chili giant fucking sauce sitting there.
Which one do you go to?
I don't know the
suburb. You go to Petersham.
Yes, I go to Petersham.
That's the OG.
Yes. Yeah. I think it's the one to go to. Yeah. It's one of the more filling meals of all time, Frango's.
I've just got the menu up now, and should be hard work going past the crispy barbecue pork, chunky pieces of flavoursome crispy barbecue pork.
Can I just be honest with you there, Timmy?
Yeah.
It's a chicken. If
you're going chicken.
Frango's means chicken spot. Frango's means
chicken. It's like getting a fillet of fish at Macca's. It's rogue.
Frango's literally means chicken in Portuguese. You go there for the chicken and simple is best.
The other thing, I haven't been there in probably a few, probably a year or so, but I remember last time I was there, it's got a bit of like soup Nazi feel to it.
Oh, yeah.
You just stand there, wait there. We'll tell you when the burger's ready and then we'll kind of throw it at you. It's good times. Yeah.
Good times.
You don't want to fuck around there.
No, you absolutely do not. All right, let's do one more. Declan Cutmore wants to know, Captain RTS this week.
Oh, do you want to answer this one?
Yes.
We'll give you a minute.
Declan RTS at fullback is very exciting. I am 100% captaining him. These two said that they're going to captain Turbo, and I want to do something a little different. I feel like, you know, I'm 0-3 in our head-to-heads. Not great. So I'm going to have to start doing things a little differently. And as much as I love Turbo, I'm just going to put my money on RTS this week and pray that he delivers for me.
Now, Kat, just to be clear, 100% means that there is no wiggling. You are doing it.
I'm going to 100% lock in RTS as my captain.
If RTS gets injured and doesn't play, gets injured in, you know, captain's run, you have locked him in. You cannot change.
You cannot back down from this.
Otherwise you'd say 99%.
We're just using your words.
Okay. There's 99% chance, omitting any possibility of a late injury.
Cat by nature.
Oh, shut up.
Cat the coward. Who's going to be your vice captain? Do you have anyone in mind?
Not sure yet. I mean, does it even matter?
Does it matter when you got RTS?
It doesn't matter because if RTS gets injured, he's still my captain.
Like it. I've got to go. I don't really have any options because Tommy Turbo plays relatively early and my Guns play later. So I think mine's going to have to be Reece Robson to continue his scoring streak.
He's been looking great, Reece Robson. He's been looking unreal. It's been a really good pick.
With that Cowboys rolling, happy days.
Yeah, unreal.
Guys, you know what? There's one more question in here and it's from Adrian Petrovsky. And I just feel like you're both in committed relationships, aren't you?
Yeah.
So I think he wants some relationship advice. He's just said, when you're on a night out, what is the green light to go up to a girl? And I think given that you're both in committed relationships, what advice would you give him?
First of all, Petrovsky sounds like a vodka that I can't afford. Secondly, I would go up with some of your best stats from Rugby League Project. I find it works like a charm every single time. Winning ticket.
Timmy?
Yeah, just the googly eyes, isn't it? Just try and make eye contact with you. You get a bit of a feel.
Why are you making eye contact with each other like that right now?
Because I'm giving him the googly eyes like I often do.
I reckon Timmy would be like, he'd have one of those cheesy lines that you'd play, like, how heavy is a polar bear?
What? I've never heard that.
Enough to break the ice.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi, you're in. Hi, my name's Mo, or as the ladies like to call me, hey, you behind the bush. Works every time. Good luck, Adrian.
Yeah, good luck.
Best of luck. Let us know how it goes. We'd love an update next week.
Yeah.
And let us know which player you choose from Rugby
when
League
When you drop
Project.
Your best Adam Mogg Queensland stats on her,
yeah,
it's almost a sure thing.
If she walks away from the Mogg dog, she ain't the one. Yeah. You've actually come out on top there. Good gear. We done?
We're done.
That's the late show. How bloody good. Thank you for joining us once again, guys. Remember next week, send your questions in. Try and get a little bit weird and wacky. And Adrian, best of luck, mate. I'm backing
questions
you in.
Questions via Guru's Insta story.
Yeah, they'll be on my Instagram story at some point on Tuesday. I forgot till pretty late last night. They will always be there, though, so stay tuned.
It's all right, though, because you caught Adrian in his feels.
Yeah, tell me about it. Adrian getting into his work. Love it. The Petrovsky. See you next week.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.